Blog Talk Radio.
When we first set out to make the skies bluer, some said, keep dreaming. So we did. And we continue to lower emissions on the road to zero. But hey, why stop there? Next, we took our dreams to the track in a hybrid, moving forward and upward. We're working on an EV that has wings. We've even reduced CO2 by growing algae to make fuel. And someday, we'll turn your old Honda into your brand new Honda. That's because we are a company of dreamers, setting out to be carbon neutral by 2050. So, no matter where we go, you better believe we're going to keep dreaming.
This is a product of WBNN. This is the GEM segment, and I'm your host, Genesis Amaris Kemp. We are on air live from Lagos. You can dial in at 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join the conversation being brought to you by Ngozi Time Multimedia. Tonight, our theme is on thankfulness, having an attitude of gratitude as well as gratefulness. And I have two panelists that are joining me tonight, and I'm going to tell you a little bit more about them before we dive in. So I have Chelsea Fan. She is a marketing and communications MBA graduate with a practical background in startup business practices, proven track record in providing solutions-oriented results for marketing operations, public relations, and branding. Adept at leverage forms such as social media, project management software, and CRM. She's passionate about supporting business and product development from conception to completion, and her tagline is, Chelsea specializes in solving growth problems at every stage. My next panelist tonight will be Robert White, who is an executive mentor, leadership trainer, author, and speaker, teaching extraordinary personal leadership skills, focus, alignment, and commitment. Robert founded and led training industry success stories, LifeSpring and ARC, A-R-C, International, with 1.3 million graduates. He has lived and worked in Japan, Hong Kong, and mainland China for 23 years. He authored the essays for the award-winning photo journal One World, One People, and his bestseller, Living an Extraordinary Life, is available in English, traditional, and simplified Chinese. He's also the Audiophile magazine awarded Robert's Audio Home Study Program Achieving Extraordinary Success in 2011 Earphones Award for Best Spoken Word Personal Development Program. And one of his highlights is Robert White founded and led Training Industry Success Stories LifeSpring and ARC International with 1.3 whopping million graduates from their high-impact leadership training. So without further ado, I want to welcome on the panelists tonight to join me, your host, Genesis Amaris Kemp. Welcome, Chelsea and Robert. How are y'all?
Hi.
I want to thank each one of you. Hey, Chelsea. How are you?
It's Robert, and I'm delighted to be with you, Genesis. I really enjoyed our podcast a few weeks ago, and to be with your listeners one more time, especially this week, talking about gratitude and thankfulness is a delight.
Thank you so much, Rob, and the pleasure is always mine. So I'm going to start with Chelsea and ask her this question. So, Chelsea, whenever you think about, you know, thankfulness as a whole, having an attitude of gratitude as well as gratefulness, what's the first thing that pops up into your mind?
The first thing that pops into my mind is actually trials and tribulations, hardships. As you know, with this current like job economy, I joined the ranks of people that were searching, and during this search, which can be really hard because you're putting yourself out there and being vulnerable, I decided to really approach this from a point of like gratitude, being thankful that I had worked really hard and being like thankful for myself, my younger self, right, for working so hard early on to learn and do as much as I can, and really owning the space that I had. So, and I feel like that's when I think being thankful and having gratitude and being gracious and all that really, that's when it needs to come out, is in those low times, because that's what pulls us out, which I'm happy to announce. I actually just got a job offer today, as a professor or part-time professor at a local college.
That is amazing, and congratulations on that new gig. I know whenever you and I met, we were introduced with PopsyClo, and that has just been an amazing brand. Are you and Carrie still partners?
Yes, we are, but the brand is very spring and summer oriented, and as we entered the fall and winter season, it's not a product that moves during this time.
Okay, thank you so much for sharing. I'm going to jump to the next question for Robert. So, Robert, whenever you first heard the song played by Kelly Clarkson, it was Thankful, that was the opening song, and with you and all of your experience being international traveler and having seen many life circumstances, what comes to your mind when you think about, you know, having a heart of gratitude as well as gratefulness for everything that you've been through?
You know, Genesis, I was thinking about this earlier today. I drove from Aspen back to my home in Denver, and it turned out to be a long drive because lots of snow and ice and all that wonderful winter stuff that I had forgotten about for a year. But I had a lot of time to think. And one of the things that came to me is that there's a lot of emphasis in my work on choice, that at every moment we have choice. And where that most often shows up for people is realizing that even in those areas where things didn't go so well, to remember that we had a choice, at least as much as we could be aware. You know, sometimes it takes some deeper work to find out what we were not seeing at that time, but that in all cases, we in fact have choice. And so we have choice about gratitude. And so I was thinking about, well, what would be the other choices if something happened in your life, a person did something for you, or maybe something not so positive, like not getting a job or somebody betraying you or perhaps being less than honest with you. So I thought about what are the alternatives to gratitude, and I came up with a couple, and they're not very positive at all, but I've done all of them at some point in my life. The first one is to be dismissive, that thing that happened wasn't so big, that I don't need to be in gratitude for it or grateful for it or thankful for it. It was such a small thing. So my choice is to be dismissive. That was not so big. A second piece, and unfortunately one that's quite popular in my experience, is to be resentful that what happened for you, especially if it was something that was less than positive in your experience, it's easy to be resentful for it, to be a victim of it, to be, how could that happen to me? I'm such a noble and wonderful person. The next one is one that unfortunately I've been guilty of, and that's to be cynical, that the person that I need to be thankful to, that they had some hidden agenda, that they're really not that good a person, you know, that most people are really not that good, and I'd be better off to be suspicious and cynical. And then finally, one that's pretty easy to fall into, and that is that it was all an accident. For those of us, particularly those of us that are people of faith, that really doesn't fit our worldview, but we fall into it sometimes, that, okay, it just happened. It was the stars, it was the moon, or maybe even God did it to me, and that I'm a victim of that, that it was all just accidental. I had nothing to do with creating it. And what I've noticed in my own life and in working with my clients is that it's easy to fall away from that attitude of gratitude that you mentioned earlier. It's easy to fall away from being thankful. And this week, of all weeks, is a reminder we all have so much to be grateful for.
Yes, and I like the way how you broke them down on the different opposite things, because sometimes it's those opposite things and the things that are not so pretty that make you really realize and validate what you truly have in your life in order for you to really live in an attitude of gratitude and just really have that gratefulness and thankfulness, because sometimes we take things for granted until it's gone.
Boy, that last line is really important, is that sometimes we only have one shot at it, and because that person's not always going to be in our life, that situation's not going to be there to be a lesson for us.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, Chelsea, how did Robert's commentary resonate with you?
Oh, it definitely hit the mark, especially, like I said, like with because I was like part of the layoffs, which at the end of the day, it was a business decision. I was just a number. It wasn't a reflection of like who I was. But I went down the cynical, I went down the like suspicious, well, must be them, right? And at the after having a lot of time to like take a step back and reflect, you know, I had actually went down the rabbit hole of like resenting my time at that company, and that I loved that company, loved my time, and now I'm grateful for my time being there. And then I'm grateful for my time even doing my job search. I even for Halloween, my Halloween costume was the LinkedIn's open to work sign because I was making fun of the process. Because it's a ridiculous process. It's not a ridiculous process, but it's such a overbearing. It can feel oppressive, but at the same time, we have all this technology and we have all this like opportunity to like network and connect with people that, you know, 50 years ago, it would have been so much harder. So I was really inspired to do that costume. And so, yeah, a lot of your comments, really, I feel like hit on the mark, and it is definitely a choice to be grateful, to be thankful, to be present. And I think that's one of the things that I would like to like add is when you're in that state of mind, you're being present in this moment, and your mindset is, you know, almost. It's not like you're rewriting the narrative of whatever negative thing has happened, but what you're doing is you're making the choice to focus on the positive, which means recognizing, hey, there may have been like this negative thing that happened, but I'm going to choose to focus on the positive so that I can be motivated to continue to move forward as well.
Yes. And both of y'all are going to appreciate this because we're going to go to our next track by international internet DJ legend, Dr. Ngozi. And when we come back, I want you to think about the words and the lyrics as a whole that you will hear during this next track.
This is Dr. Chinchilla Donesia, the commissioner of WBNN. For those of you that have been having trouble tuning into WBNN's programming due to phone service provider issues with Metro, T-Mobile, or Cricket, I have a solution for you. Go to the Google Play Store or the Apple Play Store, download the Text Now app onto your cell phone, choose a phone number, and then you will be able to tune into all of WBNN's programming. I am the Honorable Dr. Chinchilla J.
I got no regrets, and I got only love, got no bitterness. count my blessings, yeah. I'm proud of every tear, yeah, 'cause they got me here. I'm grateful for the stars, make me appreciate the
Welcome back, y'all. That song was Grateful by Rita Ora. I am Genesis Amaris Kemp, the host tonight for Gem Segment, and I'm joined by two panelists with me. So I have Chelsea Fan and Mr. Robert White, and our show theme tonight is thankfulness and a heart of gratitude as well as gratefulness. And the lyrics of that song by Rita Ora was so beautiful. And I want to take a moment to reflect on those who are no longer here with us, but we're so grateful that we were able to share and spend time with those that have passed on. And I want to also say that we're grateful to see another day because there was someone else, whether near or far today, that was not afforded the opportunity to open their eyes to live another day, or there's someone else out there that is not fortunate to see, to talk, to walk, to have a roof over their head, clothes on their back, food on the table to eat, or et cetera. So I want you to take a moment to sit with yourself and remind yourself how grateful you are to have the things and the necessities that you do have today, because someone is not afforded the same opportunity right now. Can it come? Yes, it can come. What are they going to do to achieve it? Who knows? But by hearing your voice tonight, you may jumpstart and ignite something in them. So I'm always going to start with ladies first. So, Chelsea, how did that song Grateful by Rita Ora speak to you?
Well, it speaks to me in many different ways. There's the past, the present, and the future, the people that I've known, the history that I have, how far I've come. So like, which level do you want me to go into? Because
I guess the part that was most evoking to you, because, you know, songs differently, but was there a specific line in the song that just jumped out to you? And if you're still thinking about it, I could let Robert answer this because I know he's probably waiting to say something.
Yeah. Let him go first. He can take the lead.
Robert, same question for you.
You know, the interestingly, for me, it was one word, that word broken. You know, there are small things that happen in life, and yes, we need to be in a better attitude around being grateful, attitude of gratitude for those small things. But when the big ones hit, it seems to me that's the most challenging aspect. You know, when we do, in fact, feel broken, when who we are has been threatened, perhaps, when things seem hopeless, when we don't feel like going on. I think that's that word broken just stood out to me. First of all, I got the really strong sense that it had happened to Rita. I mean, she sang it so authentically, at least in my experience. And I think it's when we are at our lowest point, when we feel broken, that's when summoning gratitude, looking for what we can be grateful for within that person or within that event, within that environment. You know, and she's saying, nothing I would change, nothing. And I think that's like getting to the essence of surmounting, moving through any experience where we feel broken. So those were, the two things, just that repeatedly saying broken but grateful, nothing I would change. I think that's an indication of successfully moving through something that was savage or disappointing or a betrayal or a huge loss. But with all of that, she's saying nothing I would change.
Wow. And it's in the moments of brokenness that sometimes it also humbles us, because if you think about the word breakthrough, yes, it may break us, but we still make it through to the other side. And also your perspective for the vantage point on how you're going through the brokenness in your life is also going to catapult how other people may gravitate to you because how they see you react to a certain situation. So I like that you called out broken. And we actually have our first caller of the night. Tofi, I'm going to let you marinate that while we bring on caller. So caller one, please state your name and where you're tuning in from. And just a reminder, the two guests with me tonight are Chelsea Fan and Robert White.
Hi, it's Jerry Petito. I'm calling from New Jersey, and I just wanted to say hello to all three of you tonight.
Hi, Jersey.
Hello.
Hi, Jerry. How are you?
I'm good. You know, this show is off the charts beautiful. What you guys are talking about and the gratitude and all that, especially Thanksgiving week, I mean, how appropriate, right? And we've all got to get to a point in our lives where we become more grateful than not. You know, I loved the music is incredible. Thank you, Brother O. Your topic is incredible, and I love listening to everything the three of you have had to say.
Thank you so much, Jerry. And Chelsea and Robert, Jerry is also a host here on this network, and she interviews some heavy hitters. So, Jerry, I want you to tell them when your next show is and a little bit more about your show.
Well, it's a month from this week, and I'm not telling who I'm interviewing. It's a surprise because my last guest was Donnie Mose from Happy Days. You know that. So I'm working on something really special for next month as well. And, you know, my show, I mean, I interview artists. I interview actors, actresses, you know, people in recovery. What I like to do most, though, Genesis, is if anyone is struggling with anything, because I'm a recovery coach and a nutritional health coach, I like helping them. I'll never have a show based on people still in their struggles. They've got to have overcome them, so that the people listening know who are struggling knows there is hope.
Yes.
You know, and can I give the title of my book as well?
Yes, go ahead.
Okay. My book is called I'm Not an Addict, I'm Just an Ass. I'd Rather Be a Smart Ass Than a Dumb Ass. And everyone out there knows that I changed my life 32 years ago. So thank you.
Thank you, Jerry. And before you go, Chelsea or Robert, do you have anything to say? Jerry Petito, a.k.a. the Jersey Jewel.
I love that book title.
Oh, thank you.
Well, Jerry, this is Robert. I think we'd be good friends just based on the title of your book.
So get in touch with Genesis to give both of you my info, okay? Reach out to me on Facebook.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'll definitely share your information, Jerry, to Chelsea and Robert, so y'all could connect offline if there's some synergies there. And Chelsea, before we jump into our old school track, I want to let you comment on the Rita Ora song.
So I think for me, because like I said, it kind of listening to her sing, it just brings me to all these like different areas and emotions. Like I always get goosebumps whenever I hear the song. But I think I want to like touch base on like the evolution, because my brain went to so many different, the past, the present, the people that have come in and out of my life, you know, where I am now, where I want to be. I think what that says to me is that it's like the gratefulness of like the evolution of like who you are. Because Chelsea was when she was, you know, a preteen is not who she was when she was first starting college, not who she was when she was doing her MBA, not who she is like now. I mean, I'm still the same person, but I've continuously like grown into myself and have, you know, evolved and matured and have experienced so much and have had the opportunity to meet some amazing people like you. And that's shaped me. Meeting you has shaped me. I mean, I even read your book. and that touched me. And I think that's listening to the song. I think that's what it's touching. That's what I'm thinking.
And thank you so much for sharing that, because I just love each one of us has metamorphosis where we transition for the betterment of who we are. And on that note, we are going to go to our old school track by international internet DJ legend, Dr. Ngozi.
I plan to give you all. I'll be everything, everything you think I am. You make life a joy to live. And I'm thankful, yes, I'm blessed just to know you. I've been so many places. I've seen so many things, but none quite as delectable as you. More beautiful than the Mona Lisa, worth more than gold. And my eyes have the pleasure just to behold. You're my latest. Tell you you're my greatest. You inspire me, inspire me. Don't you know it? It's my greatest inspiration. You just keep on lifting me up now.
Thank you so much for joining us tonight. This is the GEM segment, and I am your host, Ms. Genesis Amaris-Kemp, joined by co-hosts with me, Chelsea Fan and Robert White. The song you just heard is our Lives, featured iconic Grammy Award-winning R&B vocalist Teddy Pendergrass. That is the soundtrack of our lives. So if you are just tuning in, you can dial in at 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join the conversation, where our theme tonight is thankfulness, having an attitude of gratitude, and gratefulness. So welcome back, Chelsea and Robert. You just heard Teddy Pendergrass. That is an oldie but goodie. And I'm going to start with you, Robert. How did those lyrics evoke something in you?
Well, frankly, it's a little bit challenging for me to listen to, because he outlined the process when adopting that attitude of gratitude is most challenging. And it is in my experience, it's in relationships. You know, the man that was a contemporary of Freud all those years ago as a groundbreaking psychologist was named Jung, J-U-N-G. And in one of his books, he says that the primary purpose of an intimate relationship is to show you, to be a mirror for what kind of work you need to do on yourself first. And that other person, instead of getting into blame or even adoration of that person, is to look at, you know, kind of what, why did I choose this person in my life? And Teddy, in his song, talks about the challenges of moving through a relationship. And that's what I really noticed about it, is that he was looking at himself, not just that other person, and what he needed to learn from it, what he needed to adjust to, adapt to. And I think that's an area where we often find ourselves finger-pointing instead of looking at us and what we could learn from it.
And I don't know why this popped into my head, Robert, but thank you for sharing that, is what reflection do you see when you look in the mirror? Are you looking at yourself for just the outward, or are you going inward and looking at yourself inside out and outside in? And is that reflection something that makes you happy? Is that reflection something that you want to be reflected in the world today? Is that reflection something that you want to be reflected in a ripple effect for future generations to come? The power of a mirror, the power of our reflection, the power of thankfulness, gratitude, and gratefulness, is that really you? So I want you all to think about that. And if that has evoked something in you, whether you're listening via phone or online, dial in at 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join the conversation. Robert, I don't know if those words, what I just said, planted something inside of you, but if they did, please speak up. And Chelsea, while Robert is, you know, thinking about that, I want you to share how Teddy Pendergrass may have spoken to you from one generation to another.
So I think as I was listening to this one, I was thinking about, like, finding the, you know, the beauty in the moment, because relationships aren't always, you know, flowers and roses and everything smells good. You know, we all wake up with, like, horrible morning breath, especially me, because I'm a mouth breather at night. just to let you guys know, to give it a little bit more visualization, or, you know, I guess smellization, or no. But you know, my husband and I, like, we relocated to a new area, and we bought a new house, or we were planning on relocating to a new area, and we bought a house, and then then I lost my job right after we bought a new house. And so that was a really interesting situation where our relationship was strained in a new way, and we had to find this new balance of, like, still, like, it was just like this interesting shift. And now we wish that we had never gone through that, but we're also grateful that we've learned a lot of lessons, both individually, as well as collectively, as a unit, as a partnership, as a marriage, as, you know, as friends as well.
Wow. And I think that is just beautiful, because you just never know how your marriage can withstand unless you go through the testing of times. Whether you are a new married couple or you're a seasoned married couple, because as you go through life and you are lifing through life, you learn so much more about yourself as well as the other person. And you realize, I'm so glad X, Y, and Z relationship didn't work out, because you ended up with the person that is truly your rib, your Boaz, your boo, your bae, or however you relate to that person in your life. And that's also a part of gratitude there, because had you, you know, jumped the gun before the time, where would you be? So I love that you talked about the testing of marriage and going through that strain and et cetera, but coming outside on the other side mm-hmm. of it better. So I want to mm-hmm. thank you for sharing that, because I think, you know, that could speak to someone who may be going through something similar in their marriage.
And if you are, it's really tough. Like, go ahead and message me. We'll dish it out.
I love that. Robert, I don't know if you want to share anything, because I know when we did the podcast interview, you shared how you lost it all. And, y'all, if you have not heard the segment on my podcast, which is Gems with Genesis Amaris Kemp, you definitely want to listen to the full segment that Robert and I did, because, I mean, he made it to the mountaintop and lost it all, but then climbed back up. So, Robert, do you want to share a bit of that to give someone inspiration and hope tonight?
Genesis, that was the nicest introduction to what I don't want to talk about that I've ever heard.
I love it. Well, now I'm curious. I'm going to have to listen to it tonight.
Well, and I'm inspired, of course, by Chelsea revealing that she has morning breath. So I can hardly hide anything after that. You know, in the podcast, I talked about what one of my friends described as the divorce from hell, that the woman that I was madly in love with left me for a lawyer, which I don't recommend to anybody. If they're going to leave you, please don't let it be for a lawyer. But it was for me, it was 3 years of a broken heart, of a struggle legally, financially, and a whole lot of things. But one of the things that happened within that is, you know, I lived in Aspen, Colorado, and the year-round population of Aspen is only about 8,500 people. Now, it gets up to 40,000 in both the winter and summer seasons for different reasons, skiing in the winter and then hiking and biking and fishing and all those things in the summer. But 8,500 is a small town, like a really small town, and you know a lot of people, and they know you or they know of you, and everybody reads the little free newspaper every day. The joke being that it's worth every cent that you pay for it, and of course you don't pay anything for it, so that's the joke. But one morning during the so-called divorce from hell, my friend John Denver, the late John Denver, called me, and we were going through our divorces simultaneously. Our wives were then and are now best of friends, so they dropped this on both of us the same week. And so John called me. It was 6 in the morning. He gets up very, very early and greets the sun and does all that stuff, and I'm a sleep-in kind of guy, so he woke me up. And he said, "Have you read the newspaper?" I said, "Of course not. I told you. You just woke me up out of a sound sleep." And he said, "Well, you've got to read the newspaper, the Aspen Times." And I said, "Well, just tell me what's in it." He said, "No, you've got to read it." So I grumbled and mumbled and complained and drove into town and found myself, along with John, on the front page of the Aspen Times, accused of sexually molesting our daughters. I don't know how many male listeners we have on this call tonight, but I don't know of anything you could do to a man that is worse than falsely accusing him of sexually molesting one of his daughters. I actually can't think of anything worse, and nothing worse has happened in my life, frankly. It gave me an opportunity, first of all, to get really deeply angry, call my attorney, of course, jump into court, find out 3 weeks later it's dismissed, and the now ex-wife's attorneys were sanctioned and actually fined. They had to pay a fine for using a tactic to get John and I off balance, which it happened, by the way. We did get off balance. If you go to Aspen today, and I just came back this morning from Aspen, I would say roughly one third of the people in Aspen don't care, don't remember that headline, all that stuff. One third were friends. You know, they gave me a call or they just knew it was false. They remain close friends. I spent time with them this last weekend. And one third still believe that I sexually abused my daughters. And working through that is what I heard Teddy Pendergast do. Not at the exact event, but working through the heartbreak and dealing with a new reality for him. And that's the piece that really touched me about the song, that he really worked through some stuff. And again, kind of like your previous song, Genesis, is you had that feeling like he had experienced some of that, really, able to put all that feeling into his song. Incredible song.
Wow. And thank you for sharing that, Robert, because I know it's hard to share things like that. But audience, I hope by Robert opening up and sharing that, you're able to share some of the hard things in your life so you can free yourself mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually, and help someone else in the process. And on that note, we're going to jump into our next track by international internet DJ legend Dr. Ngozi.
I want y'all to help us do it. Lift your hands in this atmosphere and say, I am grateful.
I am grateful for the things
that you have done. Look at him and tell him,
yes,
I'm grateful.
Because I'm grateful.
Praise you, Lord. Lift your hands and say, flowing from my heart.
Thank you.
Grateful, 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 gratefulness flowing through my heart. For those of you that are just joining us tonight, I am Genesis Amaris Kemp, and this is the GEM segment. Joining with me tonight are Chelsea Fan and Robert White, and we are on air live from Lagos. You can dial in at 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join the conversations and have your voices heard right here on the airwaves. Our theme tonight is having an attitude of gratitude and gratefulness and thankfulness. So keep that in mind as you continue to listen into the segment tonight. Chelsea, whenever you heard the song Gratefulness, 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 what are some of the things in your life you have to be grateful for, whether it was any past hurt, whether it's becoming a mother, or whatever it is? Think about the song Grateful. That was by Hezekiah Walker. And for those of you still listening in, some of you may have heard that song growing up in the church.
Oh, yeah, that definitely reminded me of my Nana. I can just see her sitting there, like, swaying back and forth, clapping her hands, and doing her little knee thing that she do because she can't dance. She couldn't dance anymore towards the end. No, as I was listening to the song, besides thinking about my Nana, who I greatly, greatly miss, one of the things that I kept kind of popping up into my head was the fact that there's one of the lessons that I've learned is that it's actually okay to not to feel grateful for things that are out of your control. Like if bad things happen to you, you don't have to be like, oh my gosh, I'm so grateful that this bad thing happened to me. And I think that the whole thought process is, you know, being grateful about, once again, the resources that you have or the fact that, you know, that it passed or that, yes, this is bad, it's a moment, how can we move past it? And why am I bringing this up is, as I was also listening to this, I absolutely love my son, but I did suffer postpartum depression, and that was something that was very hard to go through, because here you are holding this cute and adorable little baby boy that you just like want to smell, you just want to breathe that kid in and pinch those cheeks. And you want to be really, like, grateful in this moment. But at the same time, like, while I was grateful for the kids, there was other things that I was just not feeling grateful about. Fortunately, I had a very great support system that was like, no, it's okay. You don't have to feel grateful in this moment, right? Because you will later on. You'll feel good later on. And that was really reassuring too, because I don't need to constantly be on. I didn't need to be constantly just be this like fake Barbie smile of like, yes, thank you, hello, thank you. It was, I could be also, you know, sad. I could be frustrated. I could feel my other emotions and still be grateful that I was in a safe space to do that as well.
Yeah.
So gratefulness doesn't mean always like happiness. It could also mean like it's okay to be sad, you know?
Yeah, and that's definitely a different way of looking at it, and I think that's definitely going to resonate with someone, because sometimes people think that it's all smiles and roses and hee hee ha ha ha, but you know, there are things that do happen to us, but sometimes we need to allow those things to happen to us to birth something new in us. So on that note, Robert, did this song evoke anything into you? Like, did you hear it before, or was it your first time hearing Grateful by Hezekiah Walker?
Well, I'm I learned recently by doing some intensives for a group called Living a Better Story, and that group, what I discovered about, I mean, I'm just doing my work around purpose and vision and values and all of those things, but I, you know, of course, I'm curious about what brought this group together. And it's interesting because in doing that, I found my tribe in life. And that is people of faith who don't go to church, don't go to temple, don't go to synagogue, don't go to ashram. And they run their life on the principles of their faith. So in those groups, we had a Hindu, we had Jewish participants, we had Christians, we had everything. We didn't happen in the three that I've done, we didn't happen to have a Muslim participant. But what I learned is there are a lot of people like me. So I didn't hear it in church because I don't go to church very often at all. But I am a person of faith. And one of the things that I appreciate is, you know, music has this incredible ability to get past your mind and into your heart, especially if it's simple. And that's what I really got from the song. It's so simple, and yet it's so profound. It's incredible. You mentioned in my introduction that Genesis, that we had this book called One World, One People. And we also did a sequel called One World, One Child that was children from all over the world. And again, the sameness of all of us. And when we did the research for the book, a piece that we did not use was a quote from The Course in Miracles, which is a Christian-based idea. And it's also quoted in Marianne Williamson's book, Return to Love, which I recommend to many people. I think it's really a brilliant book. And that's hard to say for somebody that wrote a book. You know, my ego gets struggles with that. But in her book, Return to Love, she quotes from The Course in Miracles, "Teach only love, for that is what you are." And I think that one of the most loving things that we can do for ourselves first and for the people in our lives is simply to be thankful. To be thankful for their presence in my life, to be thankful for myself and what I've accomplished, to be thankful for the problems that I've created, even the problems, and that I had the commitment to move through them and learn from them and get on with my life. But that notion that it's all based in love for self, love for others, love for our planet, love for our faith, and that it's simple. When it gets right down to it, it's just that simple, that we should strive for a thankfulness, for an attitude of gratitude.
Yes, and thank you so much for sharing that, because when you talked about love is a four-letter word, you know, it's something that everyone longs for, but not everyone gets, especially real love, which is another four-letter word. So real and then love. So together you have eight combined, and eight is also, you know, the number of new beginnings. So as you're going through real and you're going through love to bring about new beginnings, how are you grateful for, you know, the things that you love so much, but yet you easily can lose. And the reason why I say that is because as we are approaching Thanksgiving, it is a somber time for me because in 2020, my dad passed the day before Thanksgiving. So this week is always hard for me, you know, but I wanted to do something on thankfulness and having, you know, a heart of gratitude and gratefulness because I want to show people despite what you have gone through, what you have been through, it's not the end. And I just think about all the memories that I shared with my dad. And, you know, now that, you know, yes, it takes me a while to grieve because everyone grieves differently. But now that I'm in a better place, I can look back and think of all the memories that we made together and use that to be grateful for. So I just wanted to share that and jump into our old school track next by international internet DJ Stern Ngozi, which is dedicated to all of us.
Well, first of all, I want to come on and talk about this tonight, Genesis. You know, a lot of times we need the presence from the Creator. We need a presence from on high. Those who believe will understand this song. And if you don't believe, you might start believing. Hey, Donny Hathaway, again, take us away.
Here's a song that I wrote about 3 weeks ago. Every once in a while I like to write something to my Creator because I believe in Him. We need you right now. There's no one else to turn to but you, yeah. You're the only answer to the situation. There's a lot of people going hungry. Cause they can't get nothing to eat. So master,
Yes, we do. We need you right now. I said, man has gotten out of hand with his evil ways. Yeah, yeah. Can't you see that he is destroying us? A little bit more each and every day. So Master, won't you please come down and give us, Lord have mercy, a helping hand. Hey, 'cause we need you.
Welcome back in tonight, y'all. That was the soundtrack of our lives featuring iconic Grammy Award-winning R&B vocalist, legend, the outstanding Donny Hathaway. For those of you that are just tuning in with us tonight, I am Genesis Amaris Kemp, and this is the Gem segment, and I have two amazing guests joining me, Chelsea Fan and Robert White. When I heard that song tonight, it made me think of, you know, getting right with that vertical relationship with our divine connector, the person that we believe in. So for me, I believe in God. So just, you know, cleaning up my spiritual self inside and out and letting go of things that may be holding me back from truly connecting with my Lord and Savior. And for those of you who may not be, you know, connected to God, you may have some other religious or spiritual beliefs, then connecting with your higher power and being and just, you know, cleaning up your soul from the inside out, because we all have, you know, a reason for existence. And if you don't know what that reason is, I challenge you as we approach these holiday seasons to do some soul searching and connect with yourself on a deeper level so you could be one with yourself at a holistic level. It's not about the horizontal relationships. It's more so about the vertical relationship and what you want to do for yourself, how you want to show up for yourself, and then replicate that to the people who are connected with you so you could truly be whole and complete for yourself and cause a domino effect that shapes a ripple effect. And on that note, I want to ask Chelsea, whenever you heard the song by Donny Hathaway, did you think of anything in particular that crossed your mind?
Actually, you know, as I was listening to the song, I was actually reminded of a book that I recently read, and I'm probably going to mess up the title, but it was basically about unleashing your inner goddess. And it was about connecting with your best self. Or no, it was unleashing your inner queen. That's what it was. Unleashing your inner queen. You know, the queen is the best version of yourself. She not only takes care of herself, but she also takes care of the people, or her family, her direct family, as well as her country, right? But we kind of like fall prey to like self-sabotaging archetypes and stuff. And when I had read the book, it making a connection with the divine and having that that vertical relationship was also such a common theme, because you can't be the best version of yourself without that, not just that faith in yourself, but that faith in the divine, right? So that's what I was reminded of, that I, yeah, sorry, that was more of a ramble, but.
No worries, and thank you so much for sharing it, Chelsea. So, Robert, did this song make you feel a certain way?
Well, just respectful. I'm just touched by our time together tonight, Genesis, by the incredibly different experiences that you've introduced to us and how you weave it all together and make sense for me, first of all, and I think also for your listeners. That was really the biggest thing. The song brought the evening together for me. And, you know, it is, of course, so true that there is a soundtrack to our lives, and that it, sometimes it whispers, sometimes it shouts, sometimes it's sad, sometimes it's happy. But our, I think, satisfaction and sense of fulfillment in life comes from realizing that it is a soundtrack. It is a story that, number one, that ultimately we do author, but that it's guided. It's there's somebody, and you know, I mentioned I'm not a churchgoer, but I'm a committed Christian, and when I don't have an answer for whatever happens in the soundtrack of my life, I personally need to turn to a higher power, that works for me. I know there are people that where it doesn't work, but, and I honor and respect them. But for me, a higher power, both when I am on the highest high to remember who to thank, and also when things aren't going so well and the answers aren't readily apparent, that they often appear, those answers appear in prayer, or they appear in a friend that reaches out to me, they appear in an event that can't be explained in any way other than it was somehow designed just for me. So a lot of things have happened for me tonight. I mean, I hope I was a good guest, but I've received a lot of value, and for that I'm grateful.
Thank you so much. And Robert, thank you for sharing your wisdom, because as you know, we definitely have the age gap between us. And I think each one of us that has joined in tonight has shared something valuable that we're imparting in the world, whether there are people listening now or whenever they go back and listen to this in the archives, they're going to be able to glean from what we put down. So I want to thank you. And our producer, the man behind it all, actually wants to come on and share something, because that song was a surprise for me. And he always throws me some curveballs, but they end up being some good balls. So,
well, first of all, I want to thank both Chelsea and Robert being a part of this program tonight. You know, a lot of times when I come up with soundtracks, you know, I go by my feelings, and Genesis knows it. You know, that, you know, the Almighty has given me that greatness in my ear, you know, to be able to be, you know, so inclusive to people's lives and what they hear. And the one thing that I always love about music is universal. You know, you can play a track, you know, in another country, and people can feel that track, right, guys? And,
yep.
You know, Donny Hathaway is one of the greatest that ever done it. And to me, and I always say Sam Cooke, number one, and by a nose, because Donny Hathaway, Chelsea, Genesis, and Robert, you know, just a genius, a man that, you know, printed and made his own music in his head. And everything you heard is manufactured by him originally. And you guys have shared a lot of things tonight, and I can see my own testimony because it's so important. My parenting has brought me to this stage to be great. I had great parents that loved me. I didn't come from a dysfunctional home. I didn't have a father that howled at my mother or hit at my mother or said crazy stuff. My mother was respectful to my dad. And those things I carry as a parent today, you know, to my wonderful son, who is at the University of California at Berkeley, as a culinary chef. And, you know, sharing those things with him and having, and being proud to say, having a young lady in his life that's been in his life since middle school. Okay, guys, since the seventh grade. And their spirits and hearts and souls to come together, Genesis, to be together, to not only contemplate marriage, but my son is engaged. And and to have plans to, she said, you know, to be a veterinarian, and to come up with a plan that, you know, of love, you know, being able to have their own lives, to be able to bring forth children in that right way. And so that the way that I was raised, it really benefactors all the things that's happened in my life to be a proper parent. And I have another track, you know, of course, yeah, another curveball, because I'm gonna make Genesis shout around her house. Her baby going to be shouting. Her husband going to be shouting after this one, because, and then we're going to take another caller. But Genesis, I have something for you. You know, in the Christian walk, you know, we all know, right, when we found the Lord, right? And so, importantly, this song is dedicated to you and your family. And Remembrance of Your Dad.
I'm ready. Thank you.
And, of course, Remembrance of My Parents. The O'Neill Twins.
Wow. What a song. What a song. Definitely makes you want to shout. I have to be quiet because the baby is asleep. But we are on air live from Lagos. You can dial in at 516-453-9133 and press 1 to join the conversation. We have caller 2 next in the queue. Please state your name and where you're calling from. And that was the soundtrack of our lives, featuring iconic Grammy Award-winning gospel vocalist legend, the outstanding O'Neill Twins. Caller 2, you're on air live. Please state your name and where you're calling in from.
Caller, you there?
Caller 2.
All right. We'll put them back on ice, and we get our final thoughts from our wonderful guests, and then it goes to time.
Okay, so we're going to jump in with Chelsea first. Please give your final thoughts of the overall theme of tonight's show or anything else that resonated with you tonight as we were speaking. Then we'll go to Robert next.
I think, first of all, I'm so grateful that I was able to come on. I mean, as soon as I saw your, like, email, I was like, oh, I'm replying. Because I love this topic, and I had replied before I knew that I was going to have this job, or before I got the job offer. I just got the job offer this morning, so I was like, yay. But I knew I wanted to, like, share my points of view on gratefulness and how it doesn't always have to be, like, rainbows and sunshine, but it can be this, like, source of strength and, like, bringing you
into the present moment to help you like ground yourself as you move forward.
Mm-hmm. Yes, and thank you so much for just holding and sharing space with me as well as Robert tonight. And congratulations again on, you know, the new endeavor and the chapter that you're getting ready to walk in. And as you begin to teach and impart wisdom and knowledge to the next generation who are going to go on and do something incredible, that's just amazing when we can, you know, come together and educate other people and how we see them go out and make a difference in the world that we live in today. Robert, what are your final thoughts for the segment tonight or anything else that came to your mind, whether we were talking now or maybe on your drive back to Denver today?
How much time do I have? Is there a time limit here?
Brother O, is there a time limit for final thoughts?
No, it's 11:02. We end our show at 11:30 exactly.
Oh, well, thanks for the opening. Look, I'm grateful. I'm grateful for the incredible people that have come into my life, either briefly or forever people. I'm grateful for my family. They perhaps weren't the best mom and dad and made things rough on us. At the same time, I learned to handle rough and surmount those kinds of things. I'm grateful to them. I'm grateful to the incredible people that have been attracted into my work over the past years, particularly the people that worked in my companies and contributed so much. I'm filled with gratitude for the people and the events of my life. And Genesis, the reason I asked for a little bit of time is that when I thought about gratitude during the show tonight, and I was listing a list of things, you know, I've met 3 American presidents. I received an award in the Oval Office. I've met 2 kings. I've met an emperor, the Emperor of Japan, in kind of an illegal way, but I did get to meet him. I've been to 45 countries, and I think I've positively impacted some lives. I've had some incredible experiences. But one of them that I'm most grateful for, because I get reminded of it a lot, is that a number of years ago I did a training for it formed the basis for my friendship with the late John Denver, but for John and the board of directors of his charity and the staff of his charity, which is called Windstar. It was dedicated to creating a sustainable future for all of us. But the organization was a bit of a mess. I did a 5-day training for them. And at the end of the training, we did an exercise that I wanted to share with you and with your listeners. We take all the chairs out of the room, and the 32 people that were in that session stand in pairs in front of them. So 16 pairs of people that have spent the 5 days together stand in front of each other and take turns completing a sentence. And the sentence is, the gift I see in you is. And then whatever comes up for you, maybe from your experience of that person during the training, or maybe you knew them before, or maybe it's just intuition. And the other person can only say thank you. No justifying, no distractions, no explanations. That other person just needs to hear the gift that other person sees in them. And then they reverse roles and do it. And then you go look for another partner. And so I'm busy running the exercise and get to the end of it. And it's quite emotional. You know, people cry, they laugh, and they say thank you. And at the end of the exercise, I suddenly noticed that my new friend, John Denver, is laying on the floor sobbing. I'm thinking, I've only been back in the U.S. from one of my Asian stays for a couple of months at that time. And I'm thinking, my career is over. You know, I've got famous singer, songwriter, movie star on the floor crying. And I didn't know what to do, frankly. So I laid down next to him, and I asked him what was going on. And what I found out is that 31 people gave him feedback, and not one of them said that the gift they saw in him was his music. You know, the thing that most of us, you know, Annie's Song and Rocky Mountain High and Country Roads and all those hits, none of them mentioned his music. And I thought, you know, I assumed that, you know, it bothered his ego. And I said, well, what did they say to you? And he said, well, I didn't need to hear that I was a good musician. I already know that. What I didn't know is that I'm a good man. So I asked him what that meant to him, and he said that people saw in him his commitment to his family, his commitment to people worldwide, his commitment to creating a sustainable future, to peace, to the end of hunger in our lifetime. That's what the gift they saw in him was, his commitment, so wide-ranging and so pure and so positive. And laying there on the floor, he said to me, I'm going to write a song about this. And, you know, people say things when they're very emotional, and you learn not to believe them. You know, I mean, they meant it when they said it, and then they forget about it. But one of the ways that men are in relationship is we insult each other. So, and you know, you got fat since I last saw you. You know, that kind of stuff. Or we punch each other in the shoulder. You know, it's a guy thing. So every time I saw John, because that event led to him inviting me onto that board of directors, so I was in Aspen once a month. And then I just built a house there and decided to live there. And we vacationed as a family together. We did a lot of interesting work together. And every time I saw him, I'd say, where's my song? And I didn't mean it. I was just doing that guy thing, you know, teasingly saying, where's my song? You promised me a song. And he kept saying, it's coming, it's coming. And when I was thinking about what I'm grateful for, is that I remember clearly being in my little home office in Aspen and having John call and say, come up to my house. And I said, I can't, I'm busy. He said, no, really, you've got to come up to my house. I said, well, you know, I'm not one of your fans that jumps every time you say jump. I really actually am busy. And he said, come up to my house or you will regret it for the rest of your life. So I came up to his house. He walked me into his kitchen, sat down, and played the song for me. The poet in him had transferred the gift I see in you became the gift you are. And for your producer, who's obviously a fan of positive, uplifting music, I highly recommend that you go on YouTube and find that. It's called The Gift You Are by John Denver.
You know what? Wait a minute. I got to go there with you, Robert. When I was a little boy, and I want to thank you for your final thoughts. When I was a little boy, I loved John Denver. I knew it was something in him. You know, when you have a person that's creative, you just feel their love. May he rest in life. John Denver, when he sang Rocky Mountain High, when I was 5 years old, and I forgot it. And,
oh, wow.
You know, just being a person in the crib listening to music. And, of course, I came up in a household of secular, you know, of sacred music, not really listening to secular music. And, you know, that gave me the basis of all music, be able to do anything I want to do in that radio. And I'm just so grateful. We're going to bring on our last caller, and then I'm going to my Ngozi time. Caller, you're live right now with Genesis Morris Kemp, and then Ngozi time.
Wow, all praises due. Excellent show, woman of God. You know, really enjoyed your special honored guest, and I'm telling you, this is definitely one for the Hall of Records in my book. you know, it's great. It's great to see, you know, people of different walks and, you know, being able to come together and you know, for the sake of love and unity. That's what I see, you know. And that's not, that's something that our world has lacked. So tonight's show is definitely a step in the right direction. I just pray to our sustainer that it continues to multiply. That's all I really wanted to say. I'm the host of We Will Aware You on our great company of WBNN. The name of my show is We Will Aware You, and the next show will be on the 14th of December. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Terrace, for coming on. And when you said that, all I could think was love and happiness. Make you do something. Love and happiness.
No. Wait a minute. That ain't Terrace. That's Tony Vacatoon.
Hey. Yes,
sorry. What happens is if Huni would have introduced himself who he is, then maybe she wouldn't have thought you were someone else.
I agree. Look, you know me. I'm gonna try to shake up every now and then, but hey, you know, that's my brother. You know, we share the same soul but different bodies, you know, so hey, ain't nothing wrong with that.
Yes indeed.
You know, love
me.
Everything that you share. Love everything.
No. Ain't no forgetting Genesis. No, there ain't no forgetting Genesis. If he'd have mentioned his name, you wouldn't have said Terrace. But anyway, this going to and goes in time, y'all. And, you know, it is what it is.
Ask me how I'm doing. I'm blessed. Yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face. I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed. Yes, I'm blessed. Yes. Waking up. Thanking God, every day is feeling just like Sunday. White you fly by my side, green light, everything is going my way. Riding clean, living dreams, just left the barber and I'm feeling like Midas. Heard him say, give him praise, what's in the water got you acting like this. Ain't a day go by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder, come close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes. Playing cards, laughing hard, barbecue and waking up the whole block. Music loud, turning loud, little kids are breaking out the bus stop. Life is good, really good, and every moment, no, I can't forget. I gotta say, I won't change, you're the reason that I am like this. Ain't a day go by that I don't try to thank the Lord up above. And if you wonder why I'm loving life, come close and I tell you what's up. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed, yes. Ask me how I'm doing, I'm blessed, yes. Living every moment, no regrets. Smile up on my face, I'm like, oh, yes, I'm blessed, yes, I'm blessed. I'm blessed, 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 I'm blessed.
If you got a roof over your head, bringing home the bread, got your family fed, oh, 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 you're blessed. Sunshine, I'm so free, living now my
Tulsa, Oklahoma, Greenwood, Appleton, Archer, and Pine. Black Wall Street, y'all. You know what I mean? 2021, we were able to celebrate the massacre that happened there. And what I mean by celebrate is that the thriving community still thrives on. Shout out to Dr. Francetta Mays, the head of the NAACP there in Tulsa. And pastor of Vernon AME Church in Tulsa, Oklahoma, is the only standing edifice that lasted the fire of the tragedy that was Tulsa, Oklahoma in that time. And to my good friend, Charlie Wilson, who I love and respect, you know, my big brother, you know, I love Charlie. And hope to see you again soon, Charles. Tonight, let's celebrate a championship, well-deserved and well-earned. And I'm glad that our vertical upbringing and connection caused this connection tonight. Congratulations to class of 2021 here at Beverly Nation. Genesis Mars Kemp on her 13th WBNN all-time connection record, honoring the late, great Darlene Lawrence, championship realm, and her third consecutive right here. Again, with the Darlene Lawrence championship, honoring our late, great Hall of Famer. Now, all the folks there at the sound of my voice, especially you hosts, let's get it together, because on Black Friday, all of us will be voting for who should be the overall host of the year at WBNN. It is our sacred time, so sacred, you know, leading toward our sixth annual. I can't even believe in that time. It's so fleeting. The sixth annual honors that only December 5th. I'm still thinking about Beverly Nation anniversary. December 5th, 2023, sponsored by the great Progressive Insurance. And it's going to be a grand night. And to honor our people who have already received awards. Two, we already know. And, of course, one, we will definitely celebrate in the Celsius year. The two people we know would be Sonia Griffin with the Governor's Award, which honors all of our outstanding retired hosts. And then the Linear New Host of the Year, you know, this year is Tiana Speaks for the class 2023. And then, of course, we honor International Internet Radio Hall of Fame, soon to be enshrined, Angela Thomas Smith. And then, of course, you all will know who will be the overall host of your network. So join us for annual ONI honors, you know what I mean, brought to you by Progressive Insurance, December 5th of this wonderful year. And again, congratulations to Genesis Mars Kemp on her 13th all-time connection record. Tomorrow night, we come back on with a person who's historic on our network, a person who was, you know, part of our finalists this year for that award. His name is Terrace Strength. His show is, you know You're Right show. And, of course, that'll be tomorrow night, 9:30 Eastern Standard Time right here on the one and only Beverly Nation. Also, this man has been a champion in Excelsior, International Radio Hall of Fame, broadcasting this right here last year at the 2020 WBNN Linear New Host of the Year. So stay tuned. And, of course, Beverly Nation is advertising to and goes to time multimedia, Pinterest, Google, Instagram, and X. Ola Dali Malay, we go to your Facebook. Any comments, suggestions, our wonderful program tonight? Ole Delay, dying goes with my at gmail.com. I am your mother and father's favorite producer, Dr. Ola Dali Malay, we go to saying good night and good luck to all the folks out there on Armed Force Radio that support us on a constant basis. Now back to Beverly Nation class of 2021, the outstanding and wonderful Genesis Amaris Kemp.
Well, thank you so much, Dr. Oh, and I want to thank my guests tonight for sharing the space with me, Robert White and Chelsea Fan, and just bringing together all of the wisdom that you have shared with the guests. And tonight's theme was thankfulness and having an attitude of gratitude as well as gratefulness, because I don't want anyone to go on without being thankful for something that they do have in their life, or having an attitude of gratitude. And you could have that by just looking around you and seeing all the blessings that you have around you that someone maybe near or far may be wishing that they had. So never take those things for granted, because sometimes we take things for granted, but when they're no longer with us, then we wish we had them. So don't wish you had them when you could appreciate what you do have. And then just, you know, gratefulness. There's so many things that we have to be grateful. If you can see, if you can talk, if you can walk, if you can dance, if you have knowledge, education, you have a car, you have food, you have so many little things and necessities, let that be, you know, something to be grateful for. And share. This is also a season to give, and we heard that it's better to give than receive. So whether you could give a smile, whether you could give, you know, a monetary donation, whether you could give your time and go down to a senior living home or play bingo with someone less fortunate than you, or maybe adopt a family this holiday season with some family and friends. Think of some ways that you can give and be a blessing to someone else. And I want to thank all of those who tuned in tonight to help with this championship, because I wouldn't have made the championship without you tuning in or listening via the internet. So I want to thank you. And part of my gratitude and gratefulness is to be alive, to see another day, because, you know, I had a great point of reflection whenever I went to a funeral 2 weeks ago, and you walk through the cemetery and you see, you know, babies that passed away. You see people that passed away that's at a young age. It makes you really think and reflect on that. And for those of you that want to connect more with myself, Chelsea, or Robert, please look us up online to get our information, or head on over to the podcast, which is Gems with Genesis Amarskep on Apple, Google, Spotify. It's available on 40-plus platforms, and you'll be able to listen to the content that I did with Robert White as well as Chelsea Fan, and hers may be under Hello Popsicle, or it may be under the Mom segment. So be sure to link arms with us, and let's not make this a one-time conversation. Let's continue to have these conversations as we lift one another up. Each one reach one. Together we will rise together. And remember, you are not the person that you used to be in the past, and you're not going to be the person in the future, but you can take what you have today to create a legacy and leave a legacy for future generations to come. And remember, it's progress over perfection. I am Genesis Amarskep, and I hope you have a blessed and prosperous holiday season. Have a good night, y'all.
I dedicate this song to recession, depression, and unemployment.
Today's a new day, but there is no sunshine. Nothing but clouds, and it's dark in my heart, and it feels like a cold night. Today's a new day, but where are my blue skies? Where is the love and the joy that you promised me? Tell me it's alright.
I'll be honest with you,
I almost gave up.
I'm gonna be when this is over.
I smile, even though I'm empty, I smile. I know God is working, so I smile. Even though I've been here for a while,
what you do?
I smile.
Come on and
smile. It's so hard to look up when you're down. Sure would hate to see you give up now.
God's people.